Upstate Republican House members are trying to get some spending priorities accomplished before the end of the year, but they're also trying to avoid a potential government shutdown over the issue of border security. Congress passed a short-term spending bill last week, but negotiations on a long-term spending bill could get stuck on President Trump's demand for a full funding for a border wall. WRVO's Tom Magnarelli reports.
Central New York Congressman John Katko is on the House Committee on Homeland Security, one of the agencies that would be affected by the shutdown. He says he empathizes with the plight of the migrant caravan at the southern border, where U.S. agents sprayed tear gas at those who tried to cross illegally last month.
But we also got to recognize that there's an inherent danger in just having open borders. If we don't respond in an appropriate and measured fashion, I think it's a real problem.
Finger Lakes Congressman Tom Reed says the border is in dire need of improvements.
I think if we focus the conversation, the government funding situation, on that rather than a physical structure, which becomes more of the political fodder and the political back and forth that could cause this to not be able to be resolved, I think that's the better way to deal with it.
Reed says technical corrections to the tax reform law and a disaster package for places like California, affected by fires, and the East Coast, affected by hurricanes, are other issues that need to be completed. North Country Congresswoman Elise Stefanik says passing a final farm bill is her top priority. In Syracuse, Tom Magnarelli, WRVO News.